We had Father John Macquarie here last evening, who's the dean of the Springfield Deanery, so we had the official installation of me as pastor, so it's now official. For better or for worse, you're stuck with me. I'd say I've seen enough in this world to realize that nothing happens by accident. You know, there's no random chance, but God has a reason for bringing each one of us here to St. Patrick, for bringing me here as the priest, and I have no doubt that the Lord has good things planned for us as we go into the future. So I look forward to seeing that and being a part of that. In our second reading today, St. Paul talks about his ministry. And I think he does a good job of highlighting the job of any priest, of any bishop, or any deacon, the goal of any shepherd. And he says that he's been sent to bring to the Gentiles the hidden riches of Jesus Christ. You know, there's the mystery of Jesus Christ, which was hidden for ages, for generations. Throughout all the Old Testament era, it was veiled and people didn't have access to the fullness of truth until Christ came. And now St. Paul has the privilege of bringing that message, the riches of Christ, to the people. And he's has the privilege of feeding them with food so that they'll never hunger again, and quenching people's thirst so that they'll never thirst again. He calls Christ our hope for glory. Jesus Christ is the one person who can satisfy the deepest longings of our souls, the deepest desire of every human soul, whether people realize it or not, is union with God. And St. Paul has the privilege of bringing people riches that are beyond anything this world can offer. And each one of us is created for greatness. We're not created for mediocrity. And every one of us is created ultimately to be part of the royal household of God. And one day, face to face, to see God and to behold infinite beauty. Beauty beyond anything we've ever witnessed in this world. Infinite power, infinite goodness, and infinite majesty. That's what we're created for. And sometimes I try and imagine what it would be like to have a conversation face-to-face with God. It's like, well, how do you have a conversation with someone who knows every single thing you're thinking and going to say before you say it? You know, what would that be like? You know, what would it be like to speak to someone who knows us better than we know ourselves? And who can speak to the very depths of our souls. You know, what would that be like? You know, sometimes I think we get glimpses of it in prayer, where there's moments of insight or where the Lord reveals some sort of word to us and it speaks to us on a deep level. But when we look in at today's gospel, you know, Mary discovered the riches of Jesus Christ. She encountered someone who was so beautiful. And she was just enamored. And she couldn't look away. You know, she sat at the feet of Jesus Christ. And she was listening to every word that came from his mouth. There were a lot of people that day that were in the presence of Jesus Christ. A lot of people were there. But not everyone had a personal encounter with Christ and realized who was in their midst. Mary did. And as Christ said, she chose the better part as she sat at the feet of Christ and was listening to his every word. Martha didn't get that. She was off doing the dishes. She was setting the table. She's like, how come Mary won't help me? She was wrapped up in other things. And she was in the presence of Christ. But she didn't have that personal encounter that Mary had. You know, there's a difference between just being in the presence of Christ and actually encountering Christ. I think for us as Catholics, many Catholics, even people who have been Catholic their entire life and go to Mass every Sunday, don't necessarily have a personal encounter with Christ. Or maybe some people have at one point had an encounter with Christ, but that's just a distant memory. You know, sometimes, for a variety of reasons, people don't have that encounter with Christ. It might be that they're too attached to the things of this world. You know, they have other things that they're seeking and desire. You know, sometimes it's a lack of faith. We don't realize that Jesus Christ is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Well, if we don't recognize his presence, of course, it's going to be hard for us to have that personal encounter with him. Sometimes people just may not care. It might be indifferent to the faith. Or sometimes people just get so deep in the habit of coming to Mass each Sunday that they don't realize that Christ is trying to do something new. And that Christ wants more than our routine. He wants our hearts. Last weekend, of course, we had a visiting priest here, and I took a group from Alter High School, where I taught last year. There was a group of 67 students that went to a youth conference at Franciscan University in Steubenville. They've been having these youth conferences for 40 years, and they've grown and they've grown, and they now have them throughout the entire country at different locations. This summer alone, they're going to bring 60,000 high school teens together for these conferences. And at this particular weekend, it was packed. We had 2,300 young people there. And so sometimes you get these weekend retreats and they just try and make them fun for the young people. You know, they have live music, you know, they have different activities and the kids have a good time. But that's not what these weekends at Steubenville are aimed at. The weekends at Steubenville are aimed at helping young people have that personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And many of these kids have grown up Catholic, but they've never had that encounter. And so the weekend, as they go through the weekend, it helps to break down some of the walls and obstacles that young people often put up between them and Christ. Whether it is a lack of faith, whether it's the fact that it's just their parents telling them to do this and they're not personally engaged in the faith. Sometimes people feel that they don't belong, that it's somebody else's faith or not theirs. But one by one, you know, they break down these barriers with the young people. And one of the major barriers to overcome is sin. And so they do a really good job of encouraging the young people to go to confession so that they can be freed from that sin and open to an encounter with Christ. You know, we heard over 1,300 confessions last weekend alone. So the priests were busy, but there was a lot of mercy and a lot of grace flowing. But at the end of the weekend, they have this altar call on Sunday morning where they call young people and they ask how many of the young men are discerning a vocation to the priesthood and how many of the women are discerning a vocation to the religious life. And keep in mind, these are just ordinary teenagers, 2,300 of them. By the end of the weekend, hundreds of young people stood up in front of their friends, in front of their peers, and came forward and said that they were now discerning a call to give their entire life to Jesus Christ. It's like, what happened in this one weekend that all of a sudden you have hundreds of young people that are willing to lay down their entire lives for Jesus Christ? Well, what happened is those young people, by the hundreds, had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And they encountered someone that changed them, many of them for the rest of their lives. Many of them will never be the same because of what happened that weekend. There's hundreds of stories that I could tell you about what happened on that weekend, but I'll just give one example. There was a girl in our group from Alter High School who has grown up with a chronic disease. Her spine swells and it sends pain shooting through her entire body. You know, her feet and her hands will often swell as well. So she lives with constant pain. It's incurable. Doctors can't do anything for her. You know, they give her all sorts of medication, but it doesn't really do any good. But she was on the weekend with us, and the pain was particularly intense over the weekend to the point where she was experiencing partial paralysis. She could hardly move at times. But the weekend culminates Saturday night when they have Eucharistic adoration. They bring out the Eucharist, a consecrated host, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And the young people pray in front of the Eucharist. And as the priest was leading this meditation, this girl started having this deep encounter with Jesus Christ. And she met him in prayer. And she said to Christ, "Will you heal me? Will you take away my pain?" And in that instant, as she's having this encounter with Christ in the Eucharist, the pain leaves her body. And tears just started pouring down her face. In part, because for the first time in her life, she was cured. She didn't experience pain. Some people don't believe in the reality of miracles. Some people will say, oh, well, maybe they happened 2,000 years ago in the Bible, but they don't happen today. And some people doubt the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. But try telling that to Hope, who had tears in her eyes as she stood up for the first time in her life, and she was crying tears of joy because she was free from pain. And not only was it the fact that she had been cured of something she had struggled with her entire life, but more importantly, she recognized for the first time that there is a God in heaven who loved her so deeply that he would reach down through the Eucharist, and at her moment of need, when she simply asked to be healed, he would reach out and free her from her illness. She was in tears because she had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And there's miracles greater than physical healing. The miracle is a God who loves us so deeply, and that hundreds and hundreds of young people, for the very first time, experienced Jesus Christ personally. And that's the same God who's present with us, veiled behind the Eucharist, behind the appearance of bread and wine, who's with us and reaching out to us every time we come to Mass on Sunday. The treasure of our faith. This is the riches that St. Paul talks about. These are the riches that Mary discovered when she was at the feet of Jesus Christ and she experienced someone that transformed her life. And so it's my prayer as your pastor, and it's my goal as pastor, to lead us beyond the transient empty things of this world and beyond the routine of just coming to Mass each Sunday to a personal encounter with the riches of Jesus Christ. There is someone present in our midst who is beyond anything that we can experience in this world, and he desires to encounter us.